Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Parshas Kisovo. A lot of things going on in it. And I'd like to discuss the Brachos and the Kolos on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. So the Torah tells us that Eli Yamdu Levarech is Amal Har Gerizim. It lists the Shvatim that were on Har Gerizim for the Brachos. Eli Yamdu and Har Eval to receive the Kolos, and it lists these six Shvatim that were there. And the Levim were in the middle, and they were saying, Amen. I'm sorry, the Levim were saying over the Brachos and the Kolos. Fine. So then the Pasuk, the Psukim list, the 11 Arurim. But the Pasuk doesn't tell, there's no Psukim that tells the Brachos. So Rashi tells us that first they would say the Bracha, and then they would say the Kolos. So, first of all, where were the brachos, right? The Pasuk said there are going to be brachos said to this side of this mountain, and then close on this side of to this mountain. And then the Torah only lists the Arur. So obviously Rashi answers that question and says, no, there were brachos. The brachos are mentioned beforehand, and then the close are mentioned afterwards. But there's also another kasha. The kasha is, let's just look at Rashi. How does Rashi say? For example, Rashi describes the bracha and the call of the Pesach. So it says, Baruch ha'ish, asher lo yaseh pesach l'maseicha. Blessed the person doesn't make an idol, or some sort of image. And they would say, Amen. And then they would turn their faces to Har Eval, and they would say, Ar ish yaseh pesach l'maseicha. And by all of them, that's how they did it. So, the question that I saw asked by Mordechai Druk, I think he passed away a few years ago, I think. He was a very chosh of a Baal Musar and a Magid. So he said, I don't understand. You need to praise people, give a bracha to people that don't do Avodah Zarah. So why are you focusing on the fact that, big deal, they didn't serve Avodah Zarah. It's enough to say the Azhara, the warning. People who go ahead and do Avodah Zarah are going to be cursed. But to go ahead and give a shevach, to praise people that don't do Avodah Zarah, that aren't involved in the arayas that are listed, that don't put a stumbling block in somebody, which is one of the calls. That you get a bracha for, that you refrain from such terrible things. So he said that there's a key word here. Also, if I'm mistaken, already in the first pasuk, what does it say? Our Rishayasa Pesel Masecha Tuavas Hashem Masi De Charash V'Sam V'Saser, and he puts it in hiding. V'Anu Kolam V'Amru Amen. He says the common denominator, one of the common denominators between these 11 clause is, as the first pasuk says, the seiser. These are all things a person can get away with. Certainly, a rayos a person can get away with. Hasagas lifnei evil lusisin michshol. Right? What does that include? Bad advice. If a person gives somebody bad advice, does he know if he's giving? Does anybody else know if he's giving bad advice? The only person that knows if a person is giving him bad advice, what's the intentions of the advice that he's giving him, is Hashem. There's no other being that would know what his true intentions are to make the guy stumble. So these 11 kolos, the unique aspect of these 11 kolos is that they're only things that only Hashem could know. A person could live on the outside as if he's perfect, but it's possible to do these 11 kolos in private. And that's perhaps the pshat in the fact that the bracha is just saying if you don't refrain from these things, because you know what? It's one thing and it's easier for a person to do tshuva. And it's easier for a person to refrain from doing averus in public. But to know that a person is not doing these 11 things, even in private, that is a mila, in and of itself. That a person is, as the Gemara tells us, toho kubaro, his externals are match up with his internals, that's already a very high madriga. And that explains why these things, enachanavi, these things don't seem to be great things, but the fact that a person can refrain from these things, even in private, is already a tremendous madriga. And when I saw this kasha, I think it answers the question, that even though one would think these are not great accomplishments, the answer is that they are. That a person is able to know that out externally and internally, he's not, and in private, he's doing everything properly, that's a tremendous madriga. So, just one, to go off on an aside, I said this over yesterday in the afternoon, but I'll say it again, that also brings this point out as well. There's a passage in this week's parasha that tells us one of the reasons why the tochacha happened was tachas asher lo avarat es Hashem elokecha v'simchu v'tul levav merov kol. You didn't serve Hashem with happiness. That's a general understanding. That the Tohu happens because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness. You had the opportunity to daven, you had the opportunity to be in yeshiva, you have the opportunity to learn, and you're not happy about it. That's a terrible sin. But I heard many years ago on a tape from Ephraim Waxman Shlita, he quoted Rav Koppelman Zatzal, who's a big Rosh Yeshiva in Switzerland, who lived to the ripe old age of, I think, 104, 105. And he said, means the Tocha happened because you didn't serve Hashem when? In times of Rov Kol. Now, Rov Kol is referring to the times of plenty. When you had no worries, when you were relaxed, you had no other responsibilities. If you don't serve Hashem then, during times of Simcha and Rov Kol, then that's a terrible thing. Why? Because we understand oftentimes we have distractions. We're preoccupied. We have to go to school. We got to learn a profession. We have to take care of our family. We have to provide for our family. We have to go out to work. So certainly, there are certain times in our life where we don't have the opportunity to totally focus on our learning and our avodas Hashem. But there are times of Rov Kol. There are times of plenty. There are times like vacation times. There are times like Sundays. There are times like a Shabbos. When we're not running, we don't have major responsibilities. If a person doesn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu during times of plenty, during times when he has free time, that's a terrible thing. Because you didn't serve Hashem when? In times of plenty. And I think this relates to what we were saying before, that the Milo is, of these brachos, which happen to not be mentioned in the Torah, is that a person was not over any averos, even in private, when nobody knew. I think that you can connect these two ideas. That how do we know when a person is really serving Hashem? How do we know when a person is in private and he's still serving Hashem? Let me give you an example. A guy's in the base measures, of course he's going to learn. Everybody's watching him. But he's alone, and he has free time, so to speak. He's Rov Kol. So is he picking up another sefer? Is he listening to a shir? Or is he just, you know, wasting his time on idle things, on things that don't bring him anything? I'm not saying a person shouldn't relax. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to go out, you have to play some ball, you have to exercise, absolutely. When a person squanders his time of Rov Kol, his free time, to do nothing, so what he's showing us is that he only serves Hashem when people are watching, when it's convenient. But when he has the opportunity to show Hashem, no, in private, when there's nothing else going on, he's saying, you know what, I'm taking this time, and nobody knows. I remember hearing this idea, I forget who I heard it from, this Musar idea that every so often, or perhaps every day, a person should say, I'm doing a Ma'isa Chesed, or I'm doing a Ma'isa Mitzvah, I'm doing something where nobody knows, where I can know that it's totally between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, I think, is the yisod, and that, I think, is the yisod of the idea that the brachos are mentioned in the Torah. And the fact that they are, the only thing is that just don't do avodah zarah, just don't do arayas, right? Even that in and of itself, in private, is already a milah. And that shows when you can do something, you can do a ma'isa mitzvah, you can learn an extra 10 minutes, an extra 5 minutes, something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, then you know that it's pure. Then you know that it's mamash pure. And just to add to that, so at the end of this piece, Rabbi Mordechai Druck says that in many shuls, I believe this is the minhag here as well, on Rosh Hashanah night, after Shmoneh Esrei, they say the David Mizmor, right? And in the parable of the David Mizmor, we know it talks about the creation of the world, and at the end it says, Mi Aleh Bahar Hashem, who is going to rise onto the mountain of Hashem? Umi Akum Kom Kodesh, and who will stand up in this holy, on this holy place? What does it say? Doesn't say somebody who finishes Shas. Doesn't say somebody who's a Talmud Chacham. Doesn't say that. That's not what David HaMelech says. What does David HaMelech say? Niki Kapayim Uvar Levav. His hands and his heart are clean. He's pure. He's pure. His intentions is pure. His values are pure. He's pure. It doesn't mean that he does every mitzvah and prays from every aver. No. Somebody who's pure. Somebody who lives with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Somebody who dedicates his life to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's Madrega. They were all trying to, I think, hopefully aspire to, certainly in these coming days. And just one more thing to add, that I thought of this morning, that I heard a few weeks ago, which is an amazing word. I was trying to look it up in it's in Mishnayos and Brachos. When the Mishnayos don't speak about it explicitly, but when we leave the base medrash, we're supposed to make it say a tefillah, right? Anu amelim kavitzchar, him amelim kavitzchar, anu ratzim, him ratzim. And it also says, right? Yeah. So basically, right? So it says, for example, right? Right? So they're going to the abyss. They're going to a bear shachas, a well, of nothingness, right? Of destruction. Ver shachas. So, or ano mele, right? And we kavuskar and there mele enum kavuskar. Why in the world are we being so negative? It's not our way. We don't like to be negative about people. We don't try to rip on people. There's no reason to rip on people, right? Because they're yeshrikonos, right? And we're sitting in the base medrash. What's the pshat? Why is it that when it comes to that tefillah that we say when someone makes a siyum and when you leave the base medrash, are we saying the negative things about the other side and not just focusing on the positives of us, of our zchusim of going to Olam Haba? And it's supposed to be it's in the Boaz, but in Pirush Mishnayos, but I didn't find it this moment. But somebody told it to me a few weeks ago. He said like this. He said when a person is sitting in the base medrash and he's sitting in and learning, there's a concern that thoughtfully pop into his head. You may think, you know what? I'm missing out. My friends are out in the street. So-and-so's out in the street. They're having a grand old time. And a person potentially could have chalisha sadas. A person could feel bad. He could have FOMO. It could be he'll feel like he's missing out. So says the tefillah that we say when we leave the base medrash. And says the tefillah we say by Siyum. No, don't worry. Onu amelum heim amelum. Onu amelum kamisam heim kamisam. They're Yoshvei Kronos. They're sitting on the stoop and doing nothing. On the contrary, when you have those thoughts thinking you're missing out, you should know that you're not. We have to be mechazek you. Of course we don't try to speak negatively. Again, if people are Rishon, we have to know when we have to speak out and so on and so forth. I'm not saying we have to sugarcoat people that are doing things wrong. But we don't, and actually just to say over a word that I said over a few months ago at the end of Parshas Bullock, right, and beginning of Parshas Pinchas, right. So we don't identify Zimri at the end of Parshas Bullock when the Maisa happened, and all of a sudden when it comes to the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, we publicize who it is. It's Zimri, and I think the Aruch Chaim says that we're not into just publicizing people when they do bad things. No, it's not because Zimri did a Maisa's nose, he did a terrible thing. We should publicize him. No. Only in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, when we had to highlight the greatness of the act of Pinchas, then we were compelled to say who he was. Then we were compelled to reveal who he was. But we don't stomp rip on people. That's not our way. The same thing over here. We don't stomp say, oh, they're Yoshvei Kronos. They're nothing, doing nothing. They're all Ochlim Ver Shachas. No. We don't say it for no reason, because we're addressing a concern. Chazal are concerned. You know what? You're going to sit and you're learning and you're going to be doing the right thing. You may say, oh, I see the outside world is enjoying. Maybe I'm missing out. Zakta Chazal, you're not missing out. And that's something else you should be mechazik yourself during these days. There's no better place to be for the days before Rosh Hashanah, and for this, certainly this year in your life, in yeshiva, in your Shlaim Yer Kodesh, soaking it in, learning as much as you can, chazering as much as you can, knowing as much as you can, remembering as much as you can of the Torah that you're learning. And when we try to ingrain and internalize these yisodos, that we are trying to develop a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei Melachim. Now is the time to focus on it. How do you do such a thing when it's between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Nobody else knows, right? And that, I think, is a tremendous chizuk. And when you do go ahead and you do it, when you do go ahead and you feel like I'm doing things nobody knows about, I'm learning things outside of the Siddurim that is between me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's already a tremendous maila. And that's the Shevach that the Brachos that Rashi tells us about, that the Torah doesn't even mention, that came before the Cholos in this week's Parsha. Should be Zocher to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu in public and, of course, in private. Have a great Shabbos. Mm-hmm.